details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, take it easy as you head out and about this morning. Any areas that are wet, potentially be slick. And we have light volume with a lot of the cancellations and delays, postponements. But with that, when you're not coming up with any delays on 270 out of Frederick, down to the Beltway, for example, just make sure you keep those speeds down because you want to be safe. In the Mount Airy area, 70, we have a couple accidents now on 70. So we may have some slick conditions in this area. 70 westbound after you pass 27 and toward Newmarket and eastbound in that same stretch just after you pass 27. So keep that in mind. No problems in town right now as we had DC 295 freeway over the Anacostia crossing. Still look good. I don't see a delay right now yet to the Wilson Bridge. Might stay that way for a while. 66, an easy ride as far as the volume. And everyone coming through Haymarket, Gainesville, Centerville, and up through to the Belt way again. Just a reminder, exit ramps, on ramps, overpasses for everyone tend to have the freeze or the refreeze as well, even if those surfaces are treated. So take it easy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix early before a shift to all rain later this morning and into the afternoon. The high today will approach 48. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. Clearing tomorrow, the high 39. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Warrenton, 32 in Bowie, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The suspect in the death of an Indianapolis Colts player is charged with immigration offenses. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
All right, a lot more coming up for you. Sagar and Jetty's joining us at 8:05 this morning. He's the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Also, new text messages have been released between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and the name Barack Hussein Obama is now included in this scandal. We'll tell you about this update in just a moment. But first, I'm Vince Collins with Mary Walter.
If we don't change the legislation, if we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill gang members, and we're just talking about MS-13, there are many gang members that we don't even mention. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
All right, to discuss that statement by the president yesterday, Mark Krikorian, nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, and has also served as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Glad to be here.
All right, the president, you heard what he had to say yesterday, these immigration loopholes regarding MS-13, I want to see a shutdown. What loopholes is he talking about?
Well, there are provisions in the law that make it hard to deal with the Central American young people who are coming up here, most of whom were just ordinary people. You know, they call them unaccompanied minors, at least the Obama administration did. The fact is none of them are unaccompanied. They have illegal immigrant parents or other relatives here, and they pay smugglers to bring them to the border, and the smugglers say, hey, there's the Border Patrol, go turn yourself in. And then we do, and the law requires that they be handed over to Health and Human Services, which delivers them to their parents, completing the smuggling process. There's also a provision in the law that for minors who are trafficked, which means not smuggled, where somebody pays to bring them, but trafficked, meaning they're kidnapped or tricked in some way for, you know, sexual slavery, that sort of thing, and they apply that law to just ordinary illegal immigrant kids that whose parents were smuggling them into the U.S. So there's those kind of loopholes that Congress needs to fix, as well as a role the administration plays in making sure that the law is applied properly.
Mark, I seem to remember the Obama administration saying that unaccompanied minors or people immigrating from Central America would not be welcome in the United States. Remember that whole rigmarole over people thinking that they were going to get what was called permisos if they showed up in the United States, and the Obama administration going out of its way to spread the message to Central America, hey, don't come here, you will not be granted safe harbor. And sure enough, it was happening anyway.
Yeah, but see, the message, when you say one thing and do another, people figure that out pretty quickly. We were actually running public service announcements on radio and newspapers down in Central America saying, you know, you will not be allowed to come into the United States. And then when somebody shows up, say, not just an unaccompanied minor, but also anybody with kids in tow, so whole families would come, and that's still happening now, and they would come over, and then they would get a piece of paper, basically a summons to show up to ICE or to immigration court, and, you know, they'd be dropped off at the bus station.
And if I recall correctly, the Border Patrol was consumed by all of that because they were then required to basically play babysitter to so many children who had crossed the border.
Yeah, this was happening. This was really got bad in 2014. It had built for a couple of years before that, and then it slacked off a little bit because, not because our policies got any tighter, but because we, through a combination of bribes and threats, got Mexico to do a better job of enforcing its own southern border. But the smugglers kind of figured out ways around that. They figured out which cops in Mexico to bribe, that sort of thing. So the numbers started going up again. And with President Trump's inauguration, numbers went way down. But that was, you know, seems to have been a temporary thing. The number of illegal immigrants caught at the border in general, including these family units, has been going up pretty steadily since maybe April, I think. And so the kind of changes that the president is calling for that are included, for instance, in Congressman Goodlatte's bill in the House are essential to, you know, keep a lid on this.
I want to go back to the idea of MS-13, and part of this meeting at this roundtable for immigration was the idea that there are transnational criminal organizations that recruit and send particularly Salvadoran boys between the ages of 10 and 18 to the U.S. So when they're released them, when we take them, we don't necessarily send them to their parents. We have no idea if the people to whom we are delivering these young boys really are their parents. There is a thought here that they're really not their parents. These are part of this gang group that they have, this crime organization to whom we are delivering these boys, and then the numbers of MS-13 swell. We're literally delivering them to the hands of these gang members.
Yeah, I mean, there's a combination of things happen. Sometimes they are delivered to their parents or aunts and uncles, and then they end up being recruited by MS-13 here on Long Island or somewhere, or, you know, D.C. area or somewhere else. Other times they're delivered to people who pretend to be relatives. This has actually happened.
Yeah.
And are exploited sometimes for gang or crime purposes. Sometimes they're just used as exploitable labor. In other words, they're forced to work on some kind of, a chicken farm or something. Something like that happened it was a couple of years ago. So there's really very little tracking and, you know, proper monitoring, follow-up of what happens when somebody's delivered. And the advocacy groups are kind of okay with that because proper follow-up would mean you'd be able to identify the illegal immigrant parents you delivered them to. And so there seems to be a reluctance to actually have real monitoring and oversight because that would expose even forget about the crime parts of it, it would expose the illegality of almost everybody that they're delivering these people to.
Yeah, about a third, approximately one-third of the total number of MS-13 gang members in the world are present now in the United States. We didn't know who they were 10 years ago. Now we've got about a third of them here. What about changes in the law that allow us to deport known gang members before they kill or hurt an American citizen?
Yeah, see, that's the problem is that it's difficult to deport people who haven't yet committed crimes. There's all kinds of grounds for deporting people, even if they haven't committed crimes, but especially under the previous administration, even if they were deportable, we didn't deport them unless they were convicted of violent felonies. So there's a role here both for the administration to apply the existing law better and more stringently, but also for legal changes to give the administration tools to bounce people out of the country before they actually end up taking a machete to somebody.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Krikorian, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. I'm sure we're going to be speaking to you about this a lot more, especially if the president advocates shutting down the government to make these changes. Have a great day, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And as we head out and about this morning, if you're taking that trip down on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway with travel lanes open, and I'm seeing generally light volume around the metropolitan area due to the delays, the postponements, cancellations, but still you want to keep those speeds below the speed limit just in case you get some of those slick spots. Black ice, definitely a potential here. Out of Frederick and in the Mount Airy area on I-70, have two accidents, so we going west on 70 after you pass 27 and heading into New Market. Again, response to two separate incidents in that stretch. No problems reported Virginia, 95 coming out of Fredericksburg up through to the Beltway. 395 still quiet run to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open on the freeway, so that's checking out fine. And our arteries getting into town. George Washington Parkway over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Key Bridge, Anacostia Crossing's good. But again, we're just really watching for the potential of the black ice and the freezing conditions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll see a mix of sleet, rain, freezing rain possible early this morning, but otherwise it's just going to be rain from late this morning into the afternoon. Rainfall around a half an inch. High today about 48. Tonight, cloudy, windy, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, partly cloudy after midnight, low of 27. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny sky with a high of 39. Currently in our nation's capital, it's still 33 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Okay, FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, their text messages keep coming out, and we have new ones for you this morning, which introduced President Barack Obama's name to this entire conversation. Here's what we know. On September 2nd, 2016, Lisa Page writes to Peter Strzok. They're talking about prepping James Comey for talking points. And they say the following. They need to share the information with the president because, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Obama wants to know everything. This is in September. This is in the lead up to the election. This is in the lead up. This is before, by the way. This predates the announcement that the investigation had been reopened because of the Anthony Weiner laptop discoveries. But this is, again, it's September in the lead up to the election.
Yeah, they wanted to prep Comey for Comey to give that information, according to these texts, to give to quote-unquote POTUS. Now, the Democrats can say, oh, no, but they meant Trump, not or Hillary. They meant Hillary, not Obama. Hillary. They meant Hillary because Hillary was going to win. That's who they meant in that. They didn't mean Obama. They meant Hillary because Hillary was going to win.
No, it doesn't say future POTUS. It doesn't say F POTUS.
It was just a mistake. They didn't mean that. But this is huge.
Yeah, no, they wanted to get James Comey ready to share everything with President Obama. Now, what does everything mean? We still have to find out. It sounds like this was about the Hillary Clinton investigation, but it could very well have also been about any sort of investigations into Donald Trump, because it would just be a month later that they would be making that FISA application, the successful one, on the basis of the dossier, after having earlier failed to make FISA applications against Carter Page. So there's this timeline is a super interesting one. Also, other texts that released, not only the suggestion that Obama's involved here, but they were having conversations about Jill McCabe, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe's wife. You recall she lost in her state Senate election bid, and Peter Strzok was upset about this and said that it was ignorant hillbillies in Virginia who precluded her from getting elected. Ignorant hillbillies is where they are on this.
That's not new. We know how the Democrats feel about anyone who is not a member of one of the elite coasts. Mm-hmm. We know how they feel. Deplorables. Basket of deplorables. This is nothing new. You know, getting $1,000 to them because we think that that's a big deal. Ugh. We're so ignorant. It's just crumbs. You know, we're a caricature for them.
It was November 4th, 2015 that this text was sent. Peter Strzok to Lisa Page about Joe McCabe losing that state senate election in Virginia. Quote, disappointing, but look at the district map, he writes. Loudoun is being gentrified, but it's still largely ignorant hillbillies. Good for her for running, but curious if she's energized or never again. So the FBI paying close attention to Joe McCabe's run.
Yeah. There's also another interesting question with the timeline, because on September 28th of 2016, Strzok wrote to Page, got called up to Andy's, assumably McCabe's, earlier. Hundreds of thousands of emails turned over by Wiener's attorney to SDNY, which is Southern District of New York, includes a ton of material from spouse Huma Abedin. Sending team up tomorrow to review. This will never end. But it wasn't until a month later, October 28th, when Comey informed Congress that due to recent developments, the FBI was reopening its Clinton investigation. So the question is why Comey was only informed by his investigative team on October 27th, because he said at the time, in connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence. I'm writing to inform you that the investigative team briefed me on this yesterday. So why did they wait almost exactly a month to the day to tell Comey?
This is yet another reason why Democrats should be concerned about the decision-making process at the FBI. And yet, right now, because of political expedience, they're pretending like they have no questions. I mean, remember, Hillary Clinton this very week was at Lanny Davis's book party on Monday night. The book is about how is literally titled "How James Comey Cost Hillary the Election." And they knew a month prior to James Comey's October announcement about the Anthony Weiner laptop and all of the emails that were discovered. And he waited a month to make the announcement until it was in just prior to the election. Just prior to the election. Yet what do we have now? We have a Democratic Party that's like, how dare you question the FBI? How dare you question their decisions? James Comey is a saint. James Comey is the leader of the resistance.
And maybe he is. 722 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I've been telling you about my mattress from Mattress Warehouse. The best experience, I'm telling you right now. My husband and I had cleared like 3 hours to go buy a mattress. Well, we found Bed Match at Mattress Warehouse. It takes you 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes. You lie down on this mattress. It's all computerized. And you turn over a couple different times. And this mattress computer calculates your weight distribution, how you sleep. And then it gives you a list of about 5 to 6 mattresses that are best suited for you. So you don't have to spend an entire day just laying on one mattress to the next. It makes it so easy. And it was perfect. It nailed us. We bought the perfect mattress. Our sales associate, Roy, fantastic. He's been selling mattresses for almost 20 years. So he knows his stuff. These are highly trained salespeople. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And you're going to love your mattress when you get it. You know what you're going to love even more? You can save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable. Mattresses starting at just $22 a month. That's less than a dollar a night for a great night's sleep. And for a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. And you can take advantage of a free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. So much savings. Just visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse location near you.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. SONOSPINE Surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Jazz Heritage Series, Thursday, February 8th at 8 p.m. at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall in Alexandria, Virginia. This free concert will feature international vocal sensation Cyril Ame and the premier jazz ensemble of the United States Air Force, the Airmen of Note. Tickets are needed for this free jazz concert Thursday, February 8th at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil.
7:25, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we're really watching you closely this morning. Everyone heading out and about, potential of the freezing conditions and the slick pavement, black ice, so take it easy. A very light volume with all the delays and cancellations, so you don't want to go over speed or even at the posted speed because that's when we have the normal conditions, so keep that in mind. Now, let's go Maryland, Frederick area. We've had a number of accidents just happening on I-70 in the Mount Airy area and over toward Newmarket. So three separate incidents, two in the westbound stretch before you get into Newmarket, and one heading over toward 27 on the eastbound side. Ice potentially the factor there. No problems to report on 270 as you make your travels right out of the Frederick area, down through Gaithersburg and down to the Beltway. Beltway runs without delay, Maryland or Virginia. So that was checking out fine. 210, Route 4, Route 5, and up to the Beltway. That's been a quiet run. And heading into town, we're still in good shape here. So good on the bridges into town over the 14th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, still nice and quiet. Now from Garage, update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rare weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a wintry mix early, then a shift of rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
But tell me, why do the children play?
Kids play, just free-form playing, non-structured play, you know, like the old days where they didn't have play dates and kids just, you know, sat there with a cardboard box and let their imaginations run wild, or yes, or on the playground, just ran around and just got the energy out. We don't let them do that anymore. And in Virginia now, you've got a group of people who have teamed up to try to get Fairfax County to allow more recess time in Virginia schools. And a delegate, Carrie Delaney and Senator Chap Peterson, are backing bills aimed at giving local school boards that option to expand recess time for elementary schoolers. And there's both pieces of legislation are picking up some steam, which I think is a wonderful thing. Prince William's schools, 15 minutes of recess time each day for elementary school kids. That's not enough time for little kids. They need to run around. And I think this is why we see such a rise in this ADD and ADHD. We don't give them a chance to be children and let them run around.
It's such a parent thing to be like, my kid's coming home with way too much energy.
Yeah.
Just be like, can you run my child a little bit more, please, during the day?
I think they need it. I think it's healthy for them, but that's just me. So good luck. I like to see this. 7:28 on WMAL.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Sean White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
A gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th. 16th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
This just in, Montgomery County schools have gone from a delayed opening to closed today. So we want you to know that. Gone from a delayed opening to closed today. Coming up on WMAL, we've got Trey Gowdy in the news. He seems to be going out with a bang. He's got a lot to say. And also, hey, we've got another Kardashian kid, and I know you are just dying to know what that child's name is. It's just ridiculous. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Washington remains under a winter weather advisory through this Wednesday morning for a wintry mix that will eventually become all rain. Now, the federal government is open, but on a two-hour delayed arrival, federal employees have the option of unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. There's a lot of school kids who not only got to sleep in for a couple of hours, many have the day off.
And we've had several changes just in the last few minutes, Bill. These school systems in Maryland now closed. Carroll, Frederick, Montgomery County schools all closed. These schools opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, Howard, and Prince George's County schools 2 hours late. In Northern Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Loudoun, and Prince William County all closed. These schools 2 hours late. Arlington, Falls Church, Fredericksburg, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Spotsylvania, and Stafford County schools. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
The House has approved another short-term spending bill ahead of a deadline at the end of this week to keep the federal government open. The measure now heads to the Senate.
Senate leaders are expected to change it, and the House would have to vote on those changes before Thursday night to avoid another shutdown.
Okay.
Republicans place the blame on Democrats for the failure to reach a long-term agreement.
Correspondent Natasha Chen, President Trump still wants immigration reform, even if it means a government shutdown this weekend.
I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
But Democratic California Congressman Ted Lieu takes exception.
No president should ever be urging a shutdown, should never want to say he wants a shutdown. The president is the leader of the federal government. If there's a shutdown, it means he has failed.
House Democrats have canceled their annual retreat as lawmakers struggle to approve a short-term spending bill. The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland are joining some nine of their counterparts from other states in suing the Trump administration over a delay in implementing a rule that would expand the number of wetlands and small waterways that are protected by the Clean Water Act. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,913, the Nasdaq at 71,16. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Sixers had put an end to the Wizards' winning streak with a win in Philadelphia. College basketball, Georgetown loses in Providence. NHL, the Caps win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't miss Lidl's deals on fresh groceries. Get 62% off fresh avocados, only 49 cents each. And fresh, never-frozen chicken wing family packs, just $1.79 per pound, now through Wednesday. Lidl, rethink grocery.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpets stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, overall, we have light volume around the metropolitan area. And that's no surprise with the delays, cancellations, postponements. But please, as you are heading out and about and you find these areas that are wide open without any delays, you want to reduce the speeds, though, in case we had some black ice or some slippery spots. Let's go into the Frederick area. A couple accidents on I-70 right now that crews are dealing with. Ice potentially a factor here on I-70 westbound between Mount Airy and Newmarket. Eastbound, we had one that was quickly cleared on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway without any troubles to report there. Lanes open. Chevrolet's seeing a little bit of volume inside the Beltway on 50. Just starting to form here near 202 as you head down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. We're good on the freeway. Quiet in the 3rd Street Tunnel each direction. No delay at the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge, so that runs well. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rare weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning. There may be a wintry mix early, then a shift of rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Alexandria, 32 in La Plata, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Wednesday morning on WMAL at 7:37. Joining us at 8:05, Sagar and Jetty, White House reporter for the Daily Caller. Looks like the Democrats may have sprung a trap on the president. We'll tell you what they've done and if how the president can maybe work his way around this. We'll see. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. The outgoing Congressman Trey Gowdy, South Carolina, he's got a lot to say on his way out the door. He always has a lot to say. And he's been obviously one of the more interesting members of Congress because of his abilities as a prosecutor. When you get him up there in, say, a House intelligence hearing and get to hear him, or a government oversight hearing, get to hear him kind of go after the various witnesses and ferret information out of them, he typically has a pretty impressive display. He definitely has a command of the facts. He's able to sort of sort through where they've been inconsistent and demand answers in a tough way, at least in public, that has, I think, been riveting for a lot of his conservative supporters who've watched this and think, man, that's great. Love seeing Trey Gowdy do that. He was on Martha McCallum's show last night and had a lot of answers about various questions that are not only in the news, but certainly also about his career as a congressman. And she asked him about what it's been like, you know, just kind of seeing the old clips of him grilling people in Congress. Listen to this.
What really goes through my mind when I watch it is, who is that person? Because I am never like that outside of either a courtroom or a hearing room. I'm just never like that. I'd rather make you laugh than make you uncomfortable. So my wife says it best when they send her clips. She just says, who is that person?
So to who me, is that person?
It's a job. It's what I think needs to be done. And
if you prepare, and I love to prepare, it's really hard to quiz somebody for 5 minutes. It's much easier to quiz them for 5 hours, but 5 minutes, you have to prepare, and you have to kind of anticipate where the witness is going and where you want the witness to wind up. It reminds me a lot of what I used to do for a living. In a courtroom, I had no idea what the witness was going to say before they testified. It's a cold cross. At least here, I can Google prior statements. I can read their statement. I get to listen to them while other people quiz. It's a lot easier in Congress than it was in the courtroom. But I 5 minutes is really small amount of time to elucidate the truth, so you better make really effective use of that time. But I, you know, Koskinen and I had a really interesting exchange once. And he walked up to me afterwards, and he was smiling, and he said, you know, if I ever need a lawyer, I'm probably going to come hire you. People don't see that off camera, that it's not personal.
Yeah. So he enjoyed it, and this, and, you know, so when you see him up there, he talks about it. Preparation goes into that. And all the guys who are the best at this, they obviously have to prepare and have everything lined up so you can make the best use of that 5 minutes. I like that way better than I like the congressmen who get up there and just give speeches during these hearings.
They just pontificate, and that drives me crazy, which is one of the reasons I think at least Republicans love Trey Gowdy, is because he doesn't just pontificate. He actually does his job as opposed to, you know, lecturing me.
Now, remember, he's on the House Intel Committee, and he was responsible for help authoring this Republican memo. Here he is talking about the importance of the dossier to the government's case when applying for that FISA warrant.
It seems like one of the big bones of contention would be whether or not the dossier was essential to the approval of the FISA surveillance. You have argued that it was essential, that without it, they would never have received the authorization for the warrant from the FISA court. Do they have you said that there's other information about Carter Page. You said there are basically three things. You had the Yahoo News article, the dossier, and other information about Carter Page. Can they argue that that other information was substantial enough for the warrant?
I would find that interesting because they didn't make that argument to the judge. If you have enough without the dossier, then why did you include the dossier? If you have enough without the dossier, why did you in your court filing lead with the dossier?
Lead.
Lawyers don't start with their weakest argument, and you certainly don't start with an argument that you don't need to make and should not have made.
Well, that's
so
revealing.
So the fact that you used the dossier tells me you must have felt like you needed it. Or else you would not have included it in your court filing.
They led with the dossier. I think that's, I don't know if that is, but that feels like a new piece of information from
it. It does. Yeah. And this is why yesterday we had Louis Gohmert calling for the release of the transcripts of what happened in the FISA courts, because we'll know so much more than what we're just being told allegedly happened.
Now, all of this leads up to this moment. The name Sidney Blumenthal. Remember that guy? His name pops up yesterday. Listen to this exchange.
I'm pretty troubled by what I read in the documents with respect to the role the State Department played in the fall of 2016, with including information that was used in a court proceeding. I am troubled by
it. So weeks before the election, somebody in the Obama State Department was feeding information from a foreign source to Christopher Steele.
When you hear who the source, one of the sources of that information is, you're going to think, oh my gosh, I've heard that name somewhere before. Where could it possibly have been?
And the foreign source?
The domestic source. And I'm trying to think how Secretary Clinton defined him. I think she said he was an old friend who emailed her from time to time.
Sidney Blumenthal?
That'd be really warm. You're warm. Yeah.
That's what we call a hatchet man for Hillary Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal.
Always around the Clintons since time began.
More of from this, I think, illuminating interview with Trey Gowdy in just a moment. 7:43 on WMAL.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The nation's gun show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
You know, I'm always telling you how Thompson Crane can help you save money. But did you know that besides their phenomenal deals that they have, that they offer you all the time, is the markups savings, because Thompson Creek builds and installs their own windows. Their windows are built locally right in this area. So you're literally buying factory direct. Do you realize that? So you're not paying the markup of the manufacturer, markup of shipping, markup of a building supply company. You're not paying for dealer markups, sales commissions, none of that. So they're saving you twice. That is an everyday savings that you get from Thompson Creek. Then on top of that, they offer you wonderful savings like this. You buy one window, you get one 40% off on top of all those other middleman cost savings that you're not paying. So buy one window, get one 40% off. Thompson Creek is different. They do it all. So you're buying factory direct and saving. Call 855-57-CREEK right now to eliminate those middleman markups and save 40%. That's 855-57-CREEK and see thompsoncreek.com for details. It's 7:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where to start? All right, Mary, here it is. Well, it's very quiet and light around the region with a lot of the delays and cancellations. But again, just take it easy as you get out and about with the precipitation. Chances of the freeze, definitely potential. Ice could have been a factor here on I-70 between Mount Airy and Newmarket, where we've had two separate incidents on the westbound stretch. Eastbound had one incident as well, so they're still dealing with that cleanup. Eastbound without a delay. So westbound 70, to watch for that volume. Now for 70, looks great out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Really don't have any problems. 50, Annapolis, Bowie, inside the Beltway through Chevrolet. A little bit of volume and just a brief delay on 295 past Benny Road and East Capitol Street. And that's really about it. Delay free still at the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. Beltway runs without any incidents currently reported. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There's a winter weather advisory until 10 this morning. There may be a light wintry mix initially before a shift to all rain towards the afternoon. The high will hit 48, partly cloudy overnight, the low at 27, then a sunny day tomorrow with a high to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 7:46 on WMAL.
All right, more from this interview with Trey Gowdy and Martha McCallum last night on her show, The Story. It was interesting because, you know, we talk about the investigation by Bob Mueller, the special counsel investigation into what exactly. Remember, it seemed to be as a counterintelligence investigation into Russia, and then there was this notion that he was also going to look into collusion between members of the Trump team and Russian actors. And, you know, there's been a lot of complaints that the initial goal here was not in any way enumerated by Rod Rosenstein when he launched this special counsel, when he decided to say, okay, let's get Bob Mueller, let's ask him to do this, because everybody trusts Bob Mueller, he can do this investigation. And Trey Gowdy kind of sorts through it. He goes, look, everyone's sort of focused on the criminal side of all of this, but remember why this started. And here's Trey Gowdy trying to remind us.
Do you think that President Trump can get a fair hearing in this process?
I do, in the court of public opinion or through special counsel?
Through the special counsel, for starters.
I do. I think Bob Mueller is a former United States attorney and a former FBI director who has had an otherwise really distinguished legal career, and I don't know any prosecutor. I mean, first of all, you either have the facts or you don't have the facts. Mm-hmm. So even if a prosecutor wanted to, you know, quote, get someone, you got to have the facts to do it. I mean, we have a jury and a judge standing between a overzealous prosecutor and any defendant.
We've seen special counsels in the past leave their purview, and the investigation has gone on for a long time. And the next thing you know, you're investigating a Monica Lewinsky case when the president didn't even know her when the special counsel began his work. So you don't have any fear of that here. Because of the people involved?
Do I have fear that jurisdiction may wander a bit? I think it already has. It's already wandered a little bit. But I would not blame Bob Mueller. I would blame whoever drafted the jurisdiction in the charter that empowered him. And if you look at it, it says matters that may arise from the investigation. What in the heck does that mean? I mean, is that a bank robbery in Topeka, Kansas?
And that language came from Rod Rosenstein?
Yes, ma'am.
Rod Rosenstein. All right. Then he goes on to remember, here's the point, the counterintelligence aspect to all of this.
I mean, Bob Mueller, who, by the way, didn't volunteer, he was asked to do it after a pretty distinguished career. He was asked to do it, and he's asked to look into what Russia did and with whom, if anyone, did they do it. And I know people focus on the criminality. That's interesting. People find that, you know, much more interesting than something just as boring as did a foreign power try to interfere with our democracy. Mm-hmm. But I think Bob Mueller, like lots of other responsible people, I think that's pretty important too. So he's got a counterintelligence mission, he has a criminal mission, and that criminal mission exists separate. Even if there were no dossier, everything else I just cited still exists. So I think you still have Bob Mueller with or without a dossier.
It's very interesting.
Well, I mean, Bob Mueller is on, if you suspect that there's something nefarious going on in his investigation, the problem is Mueller does not vocalize. He doesn't speak right in public. So everyone who's sort of talking about this is talking about it from the outside.
I was listening to this last night, yeah, and I thought it was interesting how he defended Mueller. I thought it was because a lot of people on the right do see him as the bogeyman. He's the big bad guy. He's the face of the investigation. But maybe it is. Maybe that's a misplaced anger. Right. Maybe it really is towards more people. Like, look behind the scenes. Look at Rosenstein. Right. Who decided how far this investigation can go? How many of us ask? They're going back 10 years.
Well, remember, he sat before Congress and gave testimony about the scope of the investigation. He was asked over and over and over about how far-reaching it was, and he gave very unsatisfactory answers.
Yeah.
It was like, wait, what is the scope of this thing, Rod? You set it up.
They got Manafort on, something 10 years ago.
750 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
It doesn't take a special counsel to figure out what you should do when it takes selling your home. Because there's a reason year after year local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons you should trust Frank. You see, when you love what you do, it definitely shows. And Frank's passion for real estate, that translates into real results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their DC home, so Frank advised them on small but very necessary repairs. And then he sold their home in just 4 days. That was for $30,000 over their list price. That's fantastic. And there's no risk to working with him. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank Prindle in D.C., Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I'd call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Witten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
7:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. The Dow is headed for a 150-point drop at the open after yesterday's wild ride, where the Dow was first down 500 points, then it closed 500 points higher. Investors may or may not care this time. The government is set to shut down at midnight tomorrow unless lawmakers come up with a budget deal. 90 million Americans in the path of a winter storm from the Midwest to the Northeast this morning into today. Airlines are adjusting accordingly. Shares of fashion company Michael Kors are soaring up 9% in pre-market trading on a strong quarterly earnings report. But a stall for mortgage applications last week as interest rates hit a four-year high. The number of people who applied for mortgages, both to buy new homes and to refinance current loans, was down 5% from a year ago. Chipotle Mexican Grill has struggled for years after food safety issues, and now it says the number of visitors to its restaurants fell in the fourth quarter and would continue to drop. No surprise there. And it was this day in 1964 the Beatles arrived in New York for their first U.S. visit. I'm Eric Chemmy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
7:55, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. How are the roads holding up?
You know, they're doing pretty well, Mary. You haven't had many problems. We've had light volume, of course, with all the delays and cancellations. And getting a lot of calls about the wet pavement. But you never want to overdrive the conditions in case you hit some of the black ice or the slick spots. And we always talk about those bridges, ramps, overpasses can tend to be the refreeze and the potential dicey areas. So keep that mind. We did have a couple accidents, Maryland, Frederick area. Ice definitely a potential factor there on westbound 70 between Mount Airy and Newmarket. So I still see some delays there. Don't have everything quite cleared just yet. On Route 5, Branch Avenue, you come up to Woodyard Road. Had a car that went into the woods. So a bit of activity and response heading to the scene there. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Sun and Ski's President's Day sale is here. Save up to 40% off select snow accessories, winter apparel, and snow gear right now. Find your nearest store at sunandski.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect until 10 this morning with a light wintry mix early, then a shift to rain towards the afternoon with a high of 48, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, a little warmer, 34 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and joining me is Rob Martin, health broadcaster and product developer. He's here to speak with us about a breakthrough in anti-aging skincare called Genucel. It may finally be the answer to target eye puffiness and bags. Rob, what is Genucel?
Well, it is amazing. It's really an amazing natural treatment for the appearance of your eyes. I'm talking about the bags and the puffiness and, you know, all of the inflammation that so many of us, including men, we get as we get a little bit older. It really adds years to our face and our appearance.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff out there that says they can help this problem. What's in Genucel that makes it so unique?
We're the only product that gets to the issue, the core issue, of the fluid buildup under the eyes. And the Eucerin that we have in here, at a double level from the study, really goes in, penetrates, gets the fluid out, so the inflammation goes down, the bags recede.
So overall, what are the benefits our listeners should expect from Genucel?
Okay. Within 12 hours, you'll see an improvement. Then you'll start seeing the bags, the puffiness vanish. You're going to really start looking younger faster than you can imagine. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you're going to have a radical transformation in the appearance of your eyes.
Wow. And what kind of great offer do you have for our listeners?
Call in the next 20 minutes. Order Genucel risk-free. You'll get Chamonix's brand-new Genucel Eye Lift. That's for the lids, tighter, younger-looking eyelids, plus Genucel's immediate effects you'll get for free. You're also getting a free deep firming serum. And we're not done. You're also getting the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment, anti-wrinkle treatment, with your order for best-selling. Here's that number, all free, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Order now to get this Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to speak with Sagar and Jetty. He is a White House reporter for the Daily Caller. We're going to find out if the Democrats have very cleverly sprung a trap for the president with that 10-page memo that they have forwarded and they want released to the general public. What's in it? He's going to tell us.
And we've been told for over a year that working with a foreign government to take down a political opponent is one of the worst sins you can ever commit. Turns out Adam Schiff may be among the people who've been committing it. We'll tell you all about that.
So coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been a bit of a messy drive into work this morning. A wintry mix has been upon us and will change over to all rain a little later this morning. Now, the federal government is open today on a two-hour delayed arrival. Federal employees have the option of unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework. Many schools were opening late, but most of them have now decided to close for the day.
And the latest change just a few minutes ago, Bill, Howard County schools now closed today. They join Carroll, Frederick, and Montgomery County schools as closed in Maryland. These schools opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, and Prince George's counties all 2 hours late. In Virginia, these schools are closed. Fairfax, Fauquier, Loudoun, and Prince William County schools. These schools 2 hours late. Arlington, Falls Church, Fredericksburg, Manassas City, and Manassas Park. Spotsylvania and Stafford County schools opening 2 hours late. You can get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Now, there hasn't been that much precipitation this morning, but what there was impacted areas mostly north and west of D.C., hence all those school closings in those areas. Brian LaSorsa is with the National Weather Service.
It only takes a little bit of freezing rain to cause, you know, problems on paved surfaces. I know out in Sterling, out by my house, my parking lot was very icy this morning, but we only had maybe a hundredth or two of a glaze of ice on that surface.
And again, find the list of closings and late openings at WMAL.com. The House has voted to fund the government for another 6 weeks. Senate action is expected as early as today.
President Trump still wants a resolution of the immigration matters. He's offered a pathway to citizenship for the Dreamers if he can get dedicated border wall funding and new restrictions on legal immigration programs. If not,
if we have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety and unrelated but still related, they don't want to take care of our military, then shut it down.
The bugaboo could be in the Senate, where Democrat votes are needed to approve any short-term spending bill. Democrats in the House and Senate maintain an increase in defense spending this fiscal year should be coupled with an equal increase in domestic spending. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
The D.C. Council hears today from Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld as he advocates for a more reliable stream of funding for the system.
Back when he started as Metro Board Chairman, says Jack Evans, they couldn't be trusted with more money.
Today, it's a vastly different organization.
Not only can they be trusted now, but the system needs it, he says.
We can identify how we can spend every dollar. Paul is going to explain that.
GM Paul Wiedefeld's visiting Annapolis and Richmond as well as they handle their own dedicated funding bills. D.C. still looking at a 0.75% sales tax to fund Metro, even though Virginia and Maryland are going in other directions. Evans says it's the easiest and fairest way.
You saw the Washington Post poll said everybody supports the sales tax. So, I don't know. Politicians are funny.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An independent is jumping into the U.S. Senate race in Maryland.
You might not know the name Neil Simon. The Potomac area businessman has never run for office before, but he wants to change how it's done.
There is a groundswell of people in this country that are getting tired of the partisanship and the divisiveness.
He announced his U.S. Senate campaign yesterday and is embarking on a listening tour across Maryland. Simon says party politics interfere with getting things done, like an immigration deal.
Most of America favors a path to citizenship for the Dreamers. Most of America is fine with some additional level of border security.
Simon is running for the seat currently held by well-known Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, who also says he will run again. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,913, the NASDAQ at 71,16. Sports, the Wizards lose, the Caps win, college basketball, Georgetown loses. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 855-982-1591 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SONOSPINE surgery.com. SONOSPINE surgery.com.